Morning Watch, The Intrinsic and Organic Building Up, Week 3. The Intrinsic Building Up of the Church for its Organic Function. Wednesday Related Verses. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Beloved, while using all diligence to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Now him who is weak in faith receive, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his considerations. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Therefore receive one another, as Christ also received you to the glory of God. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. To whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ. For which also I labor, struggling according to his operation, which operates in me in power. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us be brought on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. Suggested reading. The word until at the beginning of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, indicates a continuation of the foregoing verses. Verses 11 and 12 reveal that Christ, as the ascended head, gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as shepherds and teachers for the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. The word arrive in verse 13 indicates a process or way in which we are advancing in order to reach a goal. The goal at which we all need to arrive is first the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God. Second, a full-grown man. And third, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. These three phrases in verse 13 all begin with at and are in apposition, which indicates that they are one. In verse 12, Paul implies that we need to be perfected. In every meeting, we are being perfected. Our perfecting will continue until we all arrive at the goal. The perfecting is the process and the way by which we progress toward the oneness, a full-grown man, and the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The oneness of the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, is the oneness of the divine life in reality, whereas the oneness in verse 13 is the oneness of our living in practicality. We already have the oneness of the divine life in reality. We only need to keep it. But we need to go on until we arrive at the oneness of our living in practicality. This aspect of oneness is of two things, the faith and the full knowledge of the Son of God. The faith does not refer to the act of our believing, but refers to what we believe in, such as the divine person of Christ and his redemptive work for our salvation. The full knowledge of the Son of God is the realization of the revelation concerning the Son of God for our experience. The Son of God refers to the Lord's person as life to us, whereas Christ refers to his commission to minister life to us, that we, as members of his body, may have gifts for function. The more we grow in life, the more we shall cleave to the faith and to the realization of Christ, and the more we shall drop all the concepts concerning minor doctrines which cause divisions. Then we shall arrive at or attain to the practical oneness. That is to say, we shall arrive at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Many Christians do not know the difference between the oneness of the Spirit and the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God. The first is the oneness of reality, and the second is the oneness of practicality. Because the Spirit is the reality of our oneness, the oneness of the Spirit is the oneness of reality. Oneness is nothing less than the Spirit himself. If there were no Spirit, then there would be no oneness. Although we have the oneness in reality, there is still the need for the oneness of practicality. This means that the oneness of reality must be practiced. That is, it must become the oneness in practice. Between the oneness of reality and the oneness of practicality, there is a distance. For this reason, there is the need to arrive at the oneness of practicality. The oneness of the Spirit is the beginning, whereas the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God is the destination. This indicates that we must journey from the oneness of the Spirit to the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God. In other words, we must travel from the oneness of reality until we arrive at the oneness of practicality.